KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Name 844-2-McGraw, 844-262-4729. We've got a lot going on tonight. We've got a lot going on this weekend. First of all, in this hour, Iran, of course, top of the news. The president has ships and planes and rockets at the ready. Will he actually attack? We've got Lieutenant General Richard Newton, who is going to return to the program here for an update. And also coming up this hour, the president loses the tariffs battle at the nation's highest court. What is next? We'll talk about that as well right here on America at Night. So the big question this weekend and, of course, next week as well, is President Trump going to attack Iran again? A lot of people were actually anticipating that he might even attack this weekend. Lieutenant General Richard Newton does return to the program, and sir, your analysis, I was listening, was so good with McGraw earlier this week. I wanted to have you back, and it's very much appreciated.
Hey, Dan, good evening, and just delighted to be with you, and I'm very familiar with Nashville, so it's good to be on air with you specifically. So lots to talk about here specifically. I know Mideast and Iran.
Very good. Yes, indeed. It has been a tense week with Iran, of course. They were saber-rattling, President Trump moving more and more military assets into the region. I did think that this was a rather strange flex for Iran earlier this week, deciding to close part of the Strait of Hormuz right as the talks were starting. And President Trump was moving more assets into the region. So the days and weeks leading into the talks were tense. Talk about the attitude of both sides going in.
Well, first and foremost, Iran is at its weakest state, Dan, certainly in my professional life, since the Islamic regime took over in 1979. They're the weakest they've been politically, economically, and militarily, certainly on the post heels of that exquisite Israeli air campaign back in June, followed by Operation Midnight Hammer on June 22nd, when seven B-2 bombers took out a vast majority of the nuclear weapons development capabilities of Iran, as well as 30 Tomahawk cruise missiles from a submarine. But you're right, Iran is trying to flex its muscles. First, let's talk about there's a dual-track approach going on here. First and foremost is you've got negotiations on one hand whereby Iran, their core positions have not changed. They're trying to engage with a lot of distraction, you know, at the negotiating table, trying to delay, much like Putin has been trying to do with regard to Russia and Ukraine. And then he talked about their, you know, just a couple days or so ago when they did those live fire exercises in the Strait of Hormuz. Why is that critical? Because the Strait of Hormuz, Dan, that's where nearly 20% to 25% of global shipping with oil on board passes through the Strait of Hormuz on any day. And so that's significant. They've done that before, and so that bears close watching also. And they've also been talking about their ballistic missile capabilities to threaten not only Israel, not only United States men and women. We have about 50,000 of our American men and women serving in the region right now, but also Gulf allies such as Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and others. And so that's pretty much on the certainly from Iran's perspective. And we can get into more certainly what their objectives are. But on the other hand, you've got a massive military buildup by the United States. And so we've got the largest armada of aircraft, land-based aircraft, really since 2003 when we kicked off Operation Iraqi Freedom. But also we've got significant sea power capability. There's the Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group that was brought out of the South China Sea a few weeks or so ago, is operating up in the Northern Arabian Sea. And then you've got also the USS Gerald Ford, the largest aircraft carrier in the world, the most capable warship in my estimation in the world, also just passed through the Strait of Gibraltar. So the Gerald Ford is now in the Mediterranean, steaming towards the region. By the region, I mean towards the Eastern Med. They're a few days or so before they would get into position. And so we've got massive sea power, air power, defensive capabilities, and I guarantee you we've got potent offensive cyber capabilities as well.
Well, and I certainly we have Iran's attention, but let me ask you this. You'd mentioned that Iran is at its weakest point in a long time, in decades. So is part of that saber rattling a message not only to America, to Trump, to the rest of the world, but also a message to the people of Iran that this is a show of strength, that they remain stronger than ever, at least that's what they want the people of Iran to think, because of the protest that we saw a couple of months ago?
Yeah, correct on both counts, Dan. Iran has never been lost for words in terms of promoting their own capabilities, and even almost as if it's a psychological operation campaign on whom they consider adversaries, specifically Israel, the United States, and to some degree some of the Gulf Arab nations there who they're not on best terms with, but also trying to placate their citizenry. They've 90 million citizens in Iran. It's just a little bit over the size of, about almost the size of Alaska, about 2.5 times the size of Texas. So it's a vast nation state, but they have been trying to corral their own people, as you mentioned, with regard to human rights violations, massacring their people in the streets since December 28th. My estimation is now I went with about 6,000 or 7,000 people killed in the streets. I'm now, my sources tell me it's closer to 10,000. And then you also have tens of thousands of Iranian citizens in jail. So they're trying to not only perhaps carry on this information campaign external to Iran and try to threaten the United States, threaten Israel and others, but also internally as well. And that's been going on not for just the last several weeks or months, but actually for years. This is right out of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the Ayatollah's playbook.
General Richard Newton joining us on America at Night. So with all of those assets that you just mentioned, what kind of attack would you expect to see? What are the targets? I mean, obviously, we can't give away state secrets, but I mean, what do you generally expect the president to go after? He's loath to put, ground troops in Iran, but there's plenty of assets there to do plenty of damage.
Correct. And I don't see it really, mainly as an air and sea and cyber attack. I would, if you went down the list of target sets, but let me back off just for a second. This is not going to be 1 or 2 days. This is going to be, or we have the capability, to conduct a sustained air and sea campaign over the period of weeks, perhaps into a month or so. And so inside of that will be strikes on nearly a 24/7 basis. We have the capability to execute such an operation should the president decide. And I guarantee you tonight, Dan, he has a range of options on his desk at the Oval Office that the United States military has provided him for beyond just discussion now, but for choices of execution. Admiral Bradley Cooper is the commander of U.S. Central Command. He will be the combatant commander in charge of this operation. Currently is in charge, obviously, with all things in the Mideast with U.S. Central Command. First and foremost on his mind, however, is the defending U.S. military forces in the region, as well as U.S. national security interests, and certainly perhaps with our close allies with regard to Israel and even other Gulf Arab partners in the region. That would include THAAD, which is a terminal high altitude area defense capability, shooting down missiles. You've got the Patriot missile systems have been put in place. We have aircraft that can go against Iranian drones and so forth. Why is that important? Because Iran is still a potent force. They have nearly 2,000 ballistic missiles that can strike against U.S. forces in the region, as well as Israel and others. I mentioned those Gulf partners of ours. So that's critical. But the offensive side of this, as I mentioned in the top of the conversation,
this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Roots host of the Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
From Millhaven.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Oh, hello. It's me, the calculator that lives inside of TaxSlayer. I love numbers. Like 100, as in 100%, as in TaxSlayer's 100% accuracy, guaranteed. And zero, as in $0, as in it costs $0 to file and get the refund you deserve with TaxSlayer Simply Free, if you qualify. Simply Free is available to a limited number of taxpayers with age, income, credit, and deduction restrictions. See TaxSlayer.com for eligibility requirements. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Welcome to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
My name is Dan Mendes, in for McGraw. This is indeed America at Night. He'll be back on Tuesday evening, wrapping up our conversation with General Richard Newton, talking about the latest in Iran. And General, when we wrapped up the conversation prior to the break, we were talking about a number of different things, but I think it's going to be really difficult once we go in, if we go in. You know, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, as you know, they are so embedded in Iran. I mean, not only are they the elite military, but they also run parts of Iran. You've also got the clerics, the state media, goes on and on. So once we go in, all of these folks are so embedded in Iran. How do you see all of this working? Would it leave a power vacuum?
It's a very difficult conundrum, Dan, and you pointed out clearly. Let's go through the groups really quick. Of course, you've got the Ayatollah Khamenei, who's been in power for a couple of decades, by the way, is 86 years old and I understand very ill, but there would be certainly the power vacuum would be filled under, quote, normal conditions, you know, with another Ayatollah who's just as ruthless would be my prediction. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, they represent somewhere between 175 and 190,000 of these elite military, paramilitary, and they are embedded throughout the Iran. Think of them as a kind of a military onto itself. They're the ones that are responsible for the training, but also the export of terrorism around the world. And so they have their own army, navy, marine corps, and air force, but there's also the conventional Iranian military that also has an air force, army, navy, marines, and so forth. So that's somewhat of the rack and stack, if you will, from the political base, the theocratic base, down to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps to their conventional military. What's most concerning to me, however, is 1 million of what we call the besieged militia. They're the ones that really, they rule the streets of Iran. They're the ones that you see with the pipes and the beatings and the shootings of innocent Iranian citizens in the street and in their homes. And they're the ones that are completely embedded around this, you know, this vast nation state called Iran. And so they're the ones that say they swing pipes and they shoot citizens. And so I don't see them backing off. And so that's a difficult conundrum coming up next. So on that note, however, let's get back to the core here and really what Iran holds very dear in terms of red lines from the Ayatollah and certainly the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is their nuclear weapons development capability, but also those ballistic missiles, as I mentioned. And that's why at the negotiating table, perhaps they'll try to have discussions based on the nuclear weapons development capability, but a red line for them is to have any discussions, any halt, any slowing down of their ballistic missile capabilities, because that's the way they're able to extend power outside of Iran, but it's also what they, you know, I talked about this at the top of the conversation. This is how they demonstrate to their citizenry that they are a formidable military force that can exert power across the Middle East. That gives us, in other words, the Ayatollah and his henchmen, as well as the IRGC and others, credibility, if you will.
We've only got about 30 seconds left. Do you think we're going to go in this weekend, next week? What do you think?
I think the bottom line is the president has a variety of options. One could be he could do a limited strike option. That's a smaller initial strike that could occur, you know, in the coming days and so forth. But the larger package, the larger campaign is still several days off. I predict not necessarily this weekend in terms of a massive campaign, but we're ready in the coming week or two.
All right, General, thank you very much for joining us. My name is Dan Mandis, in for McGraw-Milhaven. This is America at Night.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at GrangeCoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, the salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
By Coast One Financial Group.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger, insurance agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file. We guarantee 100% accuracy and your maximum refund. Those are some good numbers. And you can trust me, because I'm a talking calculator. Did I mention Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way? Beat the rush and start for free today. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
Welcome back to America at Night. My name is Dan Mandis in for McGraw-Millhaven. You can find out more about me on the socials at Dan Mandis Show. I host a morning show in Nashville, Tennessee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. So big news from the Supreme Court today. As the Supreme Court ruled that Donald Trump does not have the authority to use the Emergency Powers Act of 1977 to implement tariffs.
And I'm ashamed of certain members of the court, absolutely ashamed, for not having the courage to do what's right for our country.
Yeah, this is, of course, the Supreme Court ruling on tariffs. The president, of course, as everyone knows, a conservative majority in the Supreme Court. Still, though, he lost that tariff ruling 6-3. They basically said that he does not have the authority to levy sweeping tariffs under the Emergency Powers Act of 1977. Basically, if I'm understanding this, is that they say that he needed congressional approval. Zach Schoenfeld is with us. He is the courts and legal reporter at The Hill. Zach, thank you for joining us here on America at Night. So, you tell me, were you surprised that the court voted the way that they did?
Not too surprised, Dan, but that's just based on what we heard at the November blockbuster arguments in this case, in which we heard some of the skepticism from two of Donald Trump's own appointees, Justices Neil Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett. And if you look at the opinions that they wrote today, I don't think it comes as too much of a surprise to people who were paying close attention to those arguments, with the two of them joining Chief Justice John Roberts and the three liberal justices to make this 6-3 majority, but one that doesn't fall on those ideological lines. So I don't think this came as too much of a surprise, but still a blockbuster loss here for the president. Over the past year, the Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled in his favor, but those have all been emergency cases, these technically preliminary rulings. This tariffs decision, this is the first time that the court has issued a final ruling on the merits of one of the president's policies.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting, too, because the headlines are out there, of course, $175 billion in tariff revenue is on the table. And so one of the questions that I have is, okay, so what happens now to all of that money?
And that's a question, Mark, that we didn't get an answer to from the Supreme Court. The court did not provide any guidance for what that refund process will look like. If you read through the opinions, it's actually only in the dissent when you get to Justice Brett Kavanaugh, one of the conservatives who ruled in Trump's favor in the minority today. He talked about the fact that the court wasn't providing any guidance. But this is now going to be a battle that is going to play out in the months ahead. In anticipation of the Supreme Court's ruling, hundreds of companies have already filed lawsuits to try to get refunds. That includes brands like Revlon, Costco, Bath and Body Works, even those pop sockets, those things on the back of people's phones, the list just goes on. And so you can now expect that those companies are going to go back to the trade court in New York City where this case all started and now start pushing for refunds. The Trump administration all along has insisted that they will provide refunds, but that is now a battle that's going to play out, and it's a battle that doesn't have a lot of guidance here from the Supreme Court. So this is something that could take quite a while, even if these companies do get refunds down the road.
This sounds like a mess.
That is actually the exact word that Justice Amy Coney Barrett used at the arguments. As I talk to people in this case for months, whether it's the small businesses, Democratic states suing Trump, whether it's on the government side, it seems the one thing that people can agree on is that this refund process is going to be a mess. It's one of the reasons, perhaps, of why the Supreme Court didn't want to get too much into the nitty-gritty of it, because they might not have the best answer for how this should work. The closest precedent that I can think of when we've seen something like this was something that took place in the late 90s. There was a refund of something called the harbor maintenance tax. But just to give you an idea, that was something, we're not talking about hundreds of billions of dollars like we are with tariffs. And that was a process that back in the late 90s took several years for companies to get refunds. So unclear of some of how this is going to work, but it seems everyone can agree here. It's going to be messy and it might take a while.
The president, in acknowledging that he was disappointed and he lost this particular case, then he seemingly says that we're going to simply go about this in a different way. Listen to what he said.
Therefore, effective immediately, all national security tariffs under Section 232 and existing Section 301 tariffs, they're existing, they're there, remain in place, fully in place, and in full force and effect. Today I will sign an order to impose a 10% global tariff under Section 122 over and above our normal tariffs already being charged. And we're also initiating several Section 301 and other investigations to protect our country from unfair trading practices of other countries and companies.
A couple of things there. You've got the new avenue to impose tariffs. I think that's number one. He says he'll use Section 122, which, from what I can tell, gives him limited and temporary authority to impose tariffs. Then he talks about an investigation. So let's first talk about Section 122. It is limited to 150 days gives him, I guess, temporary authority. Can you just interpret this for us?
Yeah, and this is a very different statute than the AIPA statute that was at the center of the Supreme Court case. And it's one of the points as you read through the majority opinion is what Trump was arguing under the statute that's now he can't use, had essentially been arguing for an unbounded vision of his tariff authority, saying that he could, in the words of the majority, they said if they endorsed his view, it would have allowed Trump to unilaterally impose almost any tariff on any country for an unlimited duration. But now, he does still have all these other statutes that are backup options, but whether it's the Section 122 tariffs you mentioned with that timing limit of 150 days, he mentioned, you know, some of those other sections, he's talking about investigations. It's because those statutes require that government officials conduct investigations and go through certain processes. And these are all parts of these tariff statutes that have all these technicalities and checks and balances. And it's just a very different picture. No matter which statute the president chooses, it's just much more limited than the AIPA statute that he had been trying to use to impose those Liberation Day tariffs over the past year. But you can imagine as they go embark on this Plan B, to be clear, you know, the Supreme Court's ruling says nothing about those statutes. In fact, some of the justices themselves even acknowledged that the president might be able to use these backup options and emerge victorious.
So this isn't over by a long shot, is what you're saying.
Not at all. Whether it be the refund battle that's going to be playing out, whether it be the president trying to do these backup options, you know, who knows? Maybe someone will sue again and then we could start this whole process over again. Don't get me wrong. This is a big loss for the president, but by no means is this going to be the end of the story.
So is this the kind of thing where, okay, so he's going to use this Section 122. It is limited. It is temporary, but okay, so could then this end up going back in front of the Supreme Court in maybe an expedited manner?
It very well could. We could be about to start this whole cycle over again, because just like when the president began, this is the tariff case that dates all the way back to February when he first declared an emergency over fentanyl to impose tariffs on China, Canada, and Mexico. Then lawsuits came in, very quickly went up the chain all the way to the Supreme Court and on an expedited basis. And if the president wants to use Section 122, whether he wants to go the Section 232 route, whatever statute he uses, this whole cycle could play out again.
All right, so this is crazy, because I'm gonna ask this question. What if he gets rejected on 122, then he can just use another statute and another statute and another statute? Could this extend beyond his presidency?
It very well could. Now, you might imagine that depending on who wins in 28, that they might not want to continue those policies, but it very well could. We could be sitting here at the end of the Trump presidency and still be dealing with litigation over tariffs. And the other thing I would just point out here in the question you asked is, you know, this is all a question of what can the president do? Congress could act too, because the constitutional authority for tariffs lies with Congress. The whole issue of this case is the fact that the president is claiming he has authority under some statute that Congress has passed that he says delegates him the tariff authority. Supreme Court says no. But if Congress were to act tomorrow and pass a law that, you know, reimposes these tariffs, that wouldn't be a legal case because Congress has the constitutional authority to do so. This is a question of what can the president do? And I think you're right, Dan. He really could go Section 122 and then just start working his way through all the other statutes. And that's why you see the president in this press conference following the ruling as saying that he believes that this could be litigated for years.
We have a very slim majority in the House of Representatives and we have a higher majority in the Senate, but I don't think the makeup of the House and the Senate right now would give the president that authority. Do you think it would?
I don't think either. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons you've seen the president looking to all these statutes trying to figure out what unilateral authority do I have is because of the fact that we have seen that Congress might not be willing to provide those votes. I mean, just look to last week. You had the House pass a resolution with several Republicans crossing over party lines, joining Democrats to invalidate the president's Canadian tariffs. That's irrelevant now because the Supreme Court has now struck them down. But just goes to show that it's not even Democrats who are against this. There are some Republicans, too. So I think you're right on there. You know, I just say that to point out the legality and the constitutionality of all this. But I think you're right on that just the political climate and the makeup of Congress, that's not going to be an avenue that goes anywhere.
I think this whole thing is going to be fascinating to watch. I mean, there are a lot of people that praise the president for pushing the envelope, but now here we go with, as you said, Amy Coney Barrett, basically saying that this whole thing is a mess. Do you have an opinion on how the market will ultimately react to this in the next, you know, days, weeks, and months? I mean, the market's been up and down with all of the reactions of the Supreme Court, what Donald Trump says, what he does, what he implements, what he takes away. I mean, I think this is going to be fascinating to watch just from an economic standpoint.
I think you're right on there. I mean, we did see the markets right as the opinion came out in the morning. They did have a jolt there, but you know, I think it remains to be seen beyond maybe that first 20 minutes of the market's reaction, what's actually going to happen. And, you know, perhaps
as we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
When the president had his Liberation Day announcement back in April when stocks took a tumble, you know, if we see that again, whether, you know, he calls it Liberation Day Part 2 or something else, you know, whatever the specifics and nitty-gritty of it is, you know, we just look at that historical example of just 1 year ago, how the markets reacted to the original Liberation Day announcement that was delayed, then there were trade deals, and we've seen that the markets, when Trump is making these tariff threats and it's just constantly changing, just how much volatility and at times significant drops and sell-offs there has been in the market. So perhaps we will see that again.
All right, Zach Schoenfeld, courts and legal reporter for The Hill. Zach, thank you very much for joining us here on America at Night.
Thanks for having me.
Great conversation. Now, coming up, we do have more reaction from the Trump administration. The phone number remains 844-2-McGraw, 844-262-4729. My name is Dan Mandis in for McGraw. He'll return on Tuesday night. So you've got me obviously tonight and also a Monday evening as well. You can follow me on the socials at Dan Mandis Show. I host a morning show in Nashville, Tennessee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. You can find out more about that show at our website, 99.7 WTN.com. We'll return next. This is America at Night.
America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. I've taken it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number settings. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus free home delivery with any bed and base. End Monday.
only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
My name is Dan Mandis in for McGraw. Tonight, also Monday night, he returns on Tuesday, 844-262-4729. So the Trump administration is now responding to their loss at the Supreme Court. One of the things that I would mention is that for months, the president, of course, has been saying that a loss at the Supreme Court on tariffs would be catastrophic. A failure of the Supreme Court does end up handing the president a big-time loss. And so now the question is, how catastrophic is it going to be, really? Well, this is Stephen Miller, of course, with the Trump administration. He was on with Laura Ingraham.
Justice Thomas said so brilliantly and eloquently, the language of the statute is clear. Under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, the president has the authority to regulate foreign trade, and going back to the founding of our country, the term regulate has always meant and included the power to levy duties. But here's the good news, Laura. As cowardly, as horrendous as the Supreme Court ruling was, as poorly as it reflects on John Roberts' court and the continued torturing of our statutes and our Constitution, here's the good news. The court also affirmed the president has the authority under Section 301, Section 232, mm-hmm. Section 122, Section 338, and many other provisions of federal law, that the president can levy tariffs on foreign nations. So his program will not only be fully reconstituted, but it will be expanded. And one more point, Laura. The Supreme Court also affirmed that under IEEPA, the president has authority to restrict, impede, deny, license, or even fully embargo any foreign trade. So the net result of all this is we're going to keep and grow the tariffs to bring back American manufacturing, which keeps prices low by incentivizing products to be made here in America. But it also means that President Trump has even more tools when it comes to dealing with foreign countries that undermine our security.
Yeah, so, and I think that the president has always had a plan, you know, obviously A, but a B, C, and D as well. I think we all know, because we've been watching President Trump for years, that he's got a lot of hyperbole, of course, and he's been saying that a loss at the Supreme Court would be catastrophic. We would end up being, as the president would say, a loser nation. But I think part of that was obviously an attempt to try to pressure the Supreme Court to vote his way. But he does already have a second plan, a third and a fourth as well, with the various backup plans he's got in place. Now, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, he was actually giving a speech when this whole thing came down. And this is part of what the Treasury Secretary had to say.
I would also like to take a moment to address today's Supreme Court ruling. President Trump will always put our national security and Americans first. And as I have said before, the president has multiple tools in his toolbox. Let's be clear about what today's ruling was and what it wasn't. Despite the misplaced gloating from Democrats, ill-informed media outlets, and the very people who gutted our industrial base, the court did not rule against President Trump's tariffs. Six justices simply ruled that IEEPA authorities cannot be used to raise even $1 of revenue.
So he is right. Realize two of those justices were ones that Donald Trump nominated in Amy Coney Barrett and Neil Gorsuch. So for the president, I think this is also clearly a personal loss, and he does feel betrayed, but he is right. They ruled that the Emergency Powers Act cannot be used, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there are not other ways to try and tariff nations and companies. And so I think that the president has always had a plan B and a plan C.
This administration will invoke alternative legal authorities to replace the IEEPA tariffs. We will be leveraging Section 232 and Section 301 tariff authorities that have been validated through thousands of legal challenges. Treasury's estimates show that the use of Section 122 authority, combined with potentially enhanced Section 232 and Section 301 tariffs, will result in virtually unchanged tariff revenue in 2026.
Oh, but what about that $175 billion that we have already collected from tariffs? As I said in my interview earlier, this is going to be a mess and fascinating to watch. The phone number, 844-2-McGraw, 844-262-4729. My name is Dan Mandis, in for McGraw Millhaven. This is America at Night.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he'll decide within the next 10 days whether to order a United States military strike on Iran. But at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Nashville, one expert says Iran's mountainous terrain, combined with various ethnic factions which control parts of the country, make any military strike a trippy proposition. Dr. Glenn Dewar is professor of international studies at Cedarville University in Ohio.
There's an estimated 130 different nuclear sites that, when pieced together, could lead to the breakout of a nuclear weapon. And so finding all of that information, making sure that factions don't fight, I don't think anyone will want to go into Iran, but we also need to stop them from striking Israel, from a breakout for a nuclear weapon. And so that's the delicacy of this moment, is trying to do all those things together.
The National Religious Broadcasters 2026 conference continued in Nashville Friday. President Trump is not happy about today's 6-3 Supreme Court ruling against his tariff policy. At a news conference, the president says the Supreme Court ruling on tariffs doesn't really matter.
Other alternatives will now be used to replace the ones that the court incorrectly rejected. We have alternatives. Great alternatives. Could be more money. We'll take in more money. And we'll be a lot stronger for it. We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars. We'll continue to do so.
Two Trump appointees to the court, Justices Neil Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett, sided with a majority. Justices Brent Kavanaugh, Clarence Thomas, and Samuel Alito dissented. Police have searched the former home of Andrew Mountbatten Windsor a day after the former prince was held in custody on suspicion of misconduct in public office. It's another blow for the former Prince Andrew. The British government is considering formally removing him from the line of succession to the crown. His arrest is linked to his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Have you noticed losing weight feels harder than it used to be? You're eating better, you're moving more, but the scale barely moves. That could be incredibly frustrating. You start wondering, what's going on? Is it age? Hormones? Could it be stress? For many, the real problem isn't willpower, it's metabolic dysfunction. And standard dieting often makes it worse. At PhD Weight Loss, they don't just tell you to eat less and exercise more. There's so much more than that. They help you fix the root cause of stubborn weight gain. In fact, they've helped thousands finally understand why their bodies resist weight loss and what actually works. Right now, you can take their free metabolic assessment at fixmyweightloss.com. Fixmyweightloss.com. It's quick, personalized, and pinpoints the real reason your body is holding on to weight, so you finally know what to fix. Stop guessing. Start understanding your body. Visit fixmyweightloss.com. Fixmyweightloss.com. From our friends at PhD Weight Loss, visit fixmyweightloss.com now.
UPS drivers are offered $150,000 buyouts.
A lawyer for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters told the judge Thursday that the union expects over 10,000 United Parcel Service drivers to accept $150,000 buyouts if the delivery giant is allowed to proceed with the planned workforce cutting program. An attorney for the union representing over 320,000 UPS workers is urging a federal judge to block UPS from moving ahead with the buyouts, alleging the buyouts violate the national contract.
Bill Alexander reporting. Officials are now working to lower the risks of more deadly slides by setting off controlled explosions in the area where an avalanche struck in California's Sierra Nevada. The work Friday was meant to make it possible for crews to safely recover the bodies of the people killed. Avalanche mitigation work is designed to intentionally release the unstable snowpack to reduce the risk when crews go in. The bodies of eight people killed in another still missing Tuesday's avalanche still at bay. Breaking news at townhall.com. Wall Street kept calm after the Supreme Court struck down President Trump's sweeping tariffs. More from Bob Agnew.
Stocks ticked higher by the end of the day. The S&P 500 added 0.7% to its value. It had been flipping between small gains and losses before the ruling. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 230 points at the closing bell, and the high-tech NASDAQ gained 203. Trading was tentative across markets after the ruling and after President Trump pledged to put tariffs on other countries using other avenues. Bob Agner reporting.
Nathan MacKinnon scored the go-ahead goal with 35.2 seconds left to help Canada survive another scare at the Olympics, rallying to beat Finland 3-2 in the semifinals and advance to the men's gold medal game. Shea Theodore tied it just past the midway point of the third period after Sam Reinhart started the comeback from down 2 goals. Canada faces either the U.S. or Slovakia in the final on Sunday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
WTN, you can follow me on the socials at Dan Mandis Show. By the way, staying true to the format, even when McGraw is gone. So coming up in the next hour, we will be doing open phones. I'm also going to talk a little bit about dysfunction in America as well here in the next couple of hours as it relates to politics. Because I've got to tell you, you know, I'm active on the socials. Follow me on the socials at Dan Mandis Show, if I didn't already say that. But I got to tell you, the more that I spend time on the socials, the more that I believe that people are losing their ever-loving minds. And part of me thinks that it's perhaps good that these folks are exposing themselves. I've got some must-hear audio of a woman who actually takes to social media and she starts advocating for people to grab their guns and just start shooting at the enemy. And you know who the enemy is? ICE and the Border Patrol. Which, by the way, happens to be a crime. And so I think that part of what we're seeing in the world today, in America today, part of what we're seeing is a combination of social media and social media simply allowing people, and stop me when you've heard this before, this isn't exactly a new concept, but social media is allowing people to just instantly post all of their thoughts and ideas on all of the crazy things that they're thinking, including threatening federal law enforcement. And so you combine that with, of course, the craziness of politics today and Trump derangement syndrome and all of that, and it can make for a very messy political dialogue here in America today. So we'll have that conversation coming up in the last hour during open phones, and certainly on a Friday night. It should be fun. 844-2-McGraw, 844-262-4729. Okay, coming up next, I'm going to try not to fanboy too much, but coming up next, we've got one of my all-time favorite musicians. You've probably heard of him, maybe, maybe not, if you pay attention to country music. If you pay attention to political dialogue, I've got John Rich coming up next. Maybe you've seen him on Fox News, maybe you've seen him on Newsmax, but, you know, he's much more than a country musician. He was the founder, one of the founders, of course, of Big and Rich, and they had a lot of hits. But, you know, he's got a lot to say, and he's got a lot to say about learning from his failures, learning from his mistakes, and also what is next for him. He's got an amazing story to tell. That story is coming up next. My name is Dan Mandis. This is America Night. Andrew McGraw-Milhaven will return next.
Coming to you from the heart of the nation, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free home delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage-powered nasal irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation, the natural drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Lexercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file. We guarantee 100% accuracy and your maximum refund. Those are some good numbers. And you can trust me, because I'm a talking calculator. Did I mention Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way? Beat the rush and start for free today. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Welcome on in to America at Night. My name is Dan Mandis, and for McGraw-Milhaven tonight and also Monday night, McGraw returns on Tuesday. I've really been looking forward to this next interview with none other than John Rich. He is part of course, the powerhouse country music duo Big and Rich. And not only is John a country musician, he is also an advocate for the veterans. He is an entrepreneur, brilliant songwriter, and he's also our guest right here on America at Night. John, thanks for being here.
Well, it's good to be with you, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. So your career amazes me. I want to do country music first. You went from Lone Star to a solo career to, of course, Big and Rich to...
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A message from Todd with Redding Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Redding Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit RedingOnlineMarketing.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
on the CMA Awards as I am sitting home in an apartment I no longer can afford and watch these guys sing Amazed, and it's up for Song of the Year, and there's four guys on the stage instead of five. And there's the guy playing bass. They just hired a side guy to play bass. It's like I was never even there. And that's when I started writing. That's when I realized, you know what? I may never get another shot at being a singer, but I can write songs. It's the one thing I can still control is a pencil and a piece of paper. So maybe I'm just going to be a career songwriter. That'd be fine with me. And so in the course of about 4 or 5 years between Lone Star and when I met Big Kenny and Big and Rich happened, I wrote over 600 songs in that window of time that, Dan, nobody cared about. Mm. Nobody cared about my songs. And if they did hear them, they went, what in the world am I listening to? Because my brand of country music didn't sound like anything that was on the radio at that point. But I just stuck with it. And little by little, over the years, you start meeting the right people. Met Big Kenny, met Gretchen Wilson. We started the Music Mafia, which was kind of an underground music jam on Tuesday nights for talented people that had no record deals from all different genres. That got the attention of Music Row and eventually got back on the horse, and Big and Rich got a record deal. So, listen, my career's been all over the map, but I believe in the right to pursue happiness, and the key word in that phrase is pursue. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in the right to be happy. I believe I have the right to pursue it, the right to go after it, and that's pretty much the end of it. And sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't, but that's what it means to be an American.
I've got to ask, so you're watching Lone Star on the Grammys and hearing the song Amazed. They've got a guy that's taking your place on the bass. And at any point, did you regret not taking that scholarship from Belmont?
No, I didn't, because at that point, I had written a number one song. I had played the Grand Ole Opry, and I had been on the radio with Lone Star. I mean, in a very, very big way. And at that point, no, I didn't regret not going to college, because now I had done it to a pretty high level. The question now was, I looked at myself as damaged goods. I mean, these guys fired me, and now they're doing better than they were doing when I was in the band. So that's pretty embarrassing and humbling. And then I put out a solo record, which did absolutely nothing. I put out two songs that didn't even break the top 50, and then I lost that deal. So I failed in a band, or I got fired from a band. I failed at a solo career, and that's when I decided, I guess I'm a career songwriter. I'd never thought about duo. That's not anything I'd ever considered to be another option, but God had different plans. He had this long-haired country boy from Virginia he wanted me to meet, apparently, named Big Kenny. And that has been the ride I've been on for the past 20 years.
I got to tell you, because I remember, I'm a long-time country fan, so I remember when Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy came along, and I'm going to be honest with you. First time I heard it, I was like, what the hell is this?
But
it became the Music Mafia. It became huge. It became more than music. It really was part of a culture. And you've got Come Into Your City. That becomes the theme song for ESPN's College Game Day. So you get fired from Lone Star. Solo career, as you say, not doing well. Suddenly, you and Big Kenny, you guys are absolutely crushing it. What I loved about Big and Rich was that the band was truly unique. And I would say that you probably, I don't know, maybe you'd disagree with me, but I think that you influenced Florida Georgia Line, Jason Aldean, perhaps, among others. Talk about that period in your life where you're coming off being fired from Lone Star. You are perhaps, I don't know if it was or not, but perhaps the lowest period in your career. And then suddenly things explode. What's that like?
Well, it definitely was the lowest period in my career. That's a fact. You know, in my head, the way I heard country music was it sounded different than what was on the radio. What was on the radio at that time, to me, was very redundant. It was boring. It was calculated. It didn't have anything interesting going on in it. And I had studied all my heroes, Johnny Cash, Haggard, Willie, you go down Conway, Eddie Arnold, all these guys I had studied growing up listening to them, and the one thing they all had in common is Nashville basically told them, you're not country. I mean, they told Eddie Arnold, you're not country. And the reason they told him that is because he would wear a bow tie and a suit coat and walk out on stage and sing. And they told Eddie Arnold, you should be with Glenn Miller or Count Basie Orchestra. You're not country, Eddie. They told Johnny Cash, you're definitely not country. You made your record in Memphis and you show up in Nashville singing about sex, drugs, and rock and roll and killing people. And you're never going to play the Grand Ole Opry. Get out of here, you crazy man. Johnny Cash is not country. And I was being told, you're not country. The kind of songs you're writing, we don't know what that is. And it was songs like Save a Horse and Come Into Your City and others, Hick Town that I wrote for Jason Aldean. John, we don't know what that is, but it ain't country. Well, it's country to me. And Big Kenny said, it sounds like country music as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that's how I like to sing my country music. Me too. Well, what we realized and the industry finally realized is the audience had also shifted their ears. It was around that time that the internet was really starting to become a thing. People were getting their laptops and you could stream music. You could be exposed to other genres of music that you never heard outside of your local radio station. Because before that, whatever your local stations were playing, that's what you heard. And you know how radio is. That gets determined by the program director, not by the audience. And so all these new influences we're hearing and we're using components of other sounds and lyrics and ideas into our version of country music, big and rich music. And that caught on like a wildfire. The industry never really totally loved what we did. But the audience was a different story, and that's where that cultural shift happened. And you are correct. Florida Georgia Line counts Big and Rich as the reason they moved to Nashville. Jason Aldean, I wrote 7 out of the 10 songs on his first record. So, and Gretchen Wilson, her entire first two records I wrote with Gretchen, produced those records, and here she comes out of nowhere saying, I'm a redneck woman. You know, I mean, No girl was, it was Shania Twain, Faith Hill, Martina McBride. Here comes Gretchen spitting Copenhagen into a styrofoam cup and smoking a cigarette on a video saying, I'm a redneck woman. Well, what do you know, Dan? There's about 50 million women that identify with that exact lifestyle, and she became their hero. So I think just through authenticity and the fact that we didn't really have anything to lose, we just wrote and recorded our country music the way we wanted it to sound.
What an amazing story. And, you know, one of the things that I find interesting as we shift more into the more political times in your life is you and Big Kenny, you actually, I've heard you say that you've had some political differences. Did it ever get in the way of the music or the relationship?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, there were times where me and Kenny, it's kind of like Bo and Luke Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard. Right. If you mess with Kenny, you're going to have me to deal with. But if I mess with Kenny, that's a different story. You know, like brothers that also fought each other and fight everybody else. And so that was kind of the relationship. So there were a lot of, you know, during the Biden administration in the beginning, when some of those things were happening, we had total diametrically opposed thoughts about some of those things. And you'd sit on the tour bus late at night after a concert and have 2 hour long heated debates about it. But I think it speaks to the friendship and the music that we make together that we're still out playing. We're still pulling 50 cities a year and having a blast. And I think Big and Rich is about as American as it gets. Two guys that have a lot in common, but have certain things that they don't have in common. But that doesn't override the friendship, which is what America used to be. I mean, we used to have Archie Bunker and George Jefferson as neighbors, and they would show up and fight with each other, and we'd all laugh at it and then go to bed, and it wasn't a big deal because they were still Americans, and they would protect each other if they had to. And I think that's the America I'd like to see come back. It's definitely how me and Big Kenny operate.
I love that, John, and if only America could operate like that. My name is Dan Mandis in for McGraw-Milhaven. This is America at Night, and yes, we are talking to John Rich from Big and Rich. We've got a lot more straight ahead right here on America at Night. You can find out more about me on my socials. Follow me at Dan Mandis Show. I do host a morning show in Nashville, Tennessee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN, and that is on 6 to 10 Eastern Time. Find us online there, 99.7 WTN.com. More with John Rich coming up next. This is America at Night.
Coming to you from the heart of the nation, this is America.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. online at KCNR1460.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
One smile at a time.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Welcome to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Dan Mandis here, back with America at Night, and John Rich from Big and Rich is joining me, and let's continue our conversation. John, I've got to ask, because you do a lot of incredible charitable work. I want to make sure that we get in some of the amazing things that you do for the veterans. As a matter of fact, your brand, Redneck Riviera, has a built-in charitable engine for veterans. So you've raised millions for veterans. And in 2025, you won the Bob Hope Award for Entertainment. Talk about what drives your charitable efforts.
Well, I look at our veterans and our active duty, and I realize that short of them being willing to serve and die if necessary, I don't have an American dream. I don't have the right to pursue happiness. I don't have any of those things that we have in this country. I'm a high school graduate, grew up as a kid in a double wide trailer out in Texas. Now it was a good double wide. Don't get me wrong. It was, but you know, grew up pretty much month to month, and I've been able to go out here and build a pretty incredible life and experience a lot of incredible things. And I owe that to our veterans and our active duty. So as I launch businesses like Redneck Riviera Whiskey, we're in 9,000 stores, I wanted to give back to those families that have sacrificed like that. And so, yes, the Folds of Honor is who I decided to support. They put college grants together for kids and spouses who have a family member that's either been killed in action or is severely disabled. And so right now there's people going to college, Dan, around the United States, partially subsidized by sales of my brand, Redneck Riviera Whiskey, which is something I'm really happy about. And that Bob Hope Award, that came out of nowhere. I mean, I got the phone call from Gary Sinise, and he said, "Well, I got some news for you, partner." I go, "What's that?" He goes, "The Medal of Honor Society wants to give you the Bob Hope Award for your support of veterans." And I just about choked. And I called my dad, who I never bother him with the stuff I'm doing. I called my dad, called the whole family. I said, I want you all to go if you can. And my whole family put on tuxedos and dresses and went down to Chattanooga and watched me get that award. It was my two sons sitting in the room, 14 and 16, with 36 Medal of Honor recipients all in the room at the same time. It was an epic, epic family moment.
I got to tell you I got chills just hearing about that, because you and I share a passion for the veterans. Let's talk about Redneck Riviera for a minute. This is a huge brand. Not only do you have whiskey, you've got bars in Nashville and Las Vegas. Was it your end goal to always be a musician and an entrepreneur, or did it just evolve over time?
You know, I'm an idea guy. And so I think if you boil me all the way down, I'm a songwriter. Well, in the process of writing a song, what is that? Like, what's a hit song? What makes a hit song? What makes a song a hit is that you have a very simple idea, very few words strung together that stick, that mean something to people. It evokes some type of emotion, whether it makes them laugh, cry, makes them want to fight, makes them want to do whatever. It evokes emotion. And so at the core, I'm an idea guy. I'm a creative guy. And so when I have a creative idea like Redneck Riviera, which is a phrase that's been around since the early 1960s, I'm seeing this phrase and nobody's ever done anything really meaningful with it. I went and argued with the U.S. government for a year trying to get that trademark and finally got it and decided this is a really, really big phrase. It's the blue collar Riviera. You can't go to the French Riviera, so where are we going to go? We're going to go to the Redneck Riviera. And that rang a bell with me. I mean, that's how I was raised. And so I thought, well, okay, if I'm going to be able to launch a brand, whether it's successful or not, I need to give back to the people that allow guys like me to start businesses, to have a crazy idea and chase it. That's the American dream. And so that's where we peel off those percentage points and send it back to the Folds of Honor.
Amazing. Of all the words to describe you, and there are many, courageous I would put as number one. You, of course, being a country musician, you come out, of course, as conservative, Christian, these days a Trump supporter. Now, logically, you would think that would fit with the country music brand, but not quite these days, or probably in the last, I don't know, you tell me, 10 years, whatever. When did you first realize that you had a lot to say outside of songwriting? And talk about the risks involved and how you didn't care.
Well, when Obama became president and I saw some of the, you know, distribution of wealth, I saw bailing out of massive government entities, I saw socialism creeping in, I saw the school system starting to change and curriculums changing, I started talking about it. Now, at this point, I'm still on Warner Brothers Records, which is run by a bunch of liberals, I mean hardcore. And they would call me into the office after I'd do an interview with Sean Hannity. Like the Tea Party movement was going on right through there. They'd see me doing something, call me in and say, listen, you can't do those interviews anymore. You can't talk about that subject. You know, we own your music, which is basically saying we own you, which they do, by the way. When you sign that record deal, they pretty much own you. And we've invested a lot of money in you, and you're going to polarize the audience, and you're going to hurt our business. You can't talk like that anymore. And I started to realize, hang on a minute, I'm going to have to decide if my freedom of speech is more valuable to me than the approval of the music industry or the other way around. Like, am I going to be the guy that sits at home in front of my kids yelling at the TV at the nonsense going on that the liberals are doing, and then put on my boots and my hat and walk down the red carpet and play patty cake with the same exact people I was just yelling at? Because that's hypocritical, Dan. Mm-hmm. That's being a hypocrite. And it was crawling all over me. I was like, I cannot be that guy, and I cannot lay that example out for my two sons. I don't want them to be hypocrites, but they're looking right at me. So they are going to grow up and be hypocrites if I keep doing this. And so eventually I just said, you know what? I'm getting a divorce. I'm divorcing the music industry. I want to be independent. I want to say what I want to say, sing the songs I want to sing. If that means I don't get invited to your award shows, fine. If I don't get another hit song on the radio, fine. At least I can sleep well at night. And you know what? I have slept well at night ever since then. And I did lose a lot to do that, but I also gained a lot on the other side. The second you start becoming courageous, unapologetic, and saying how you feel, it's interesting how tens of millions of people who feel exactly the way you do come to your defense, come to your back, and support what you do.
Do you think that we talked earlier about your entrepreneurship and all the things that you've done? Had you stayed with Warner Brothers and, as you would say, you know, keep your mouth shut and just, you know, shut up and sing, right? Do you think that you would have become an entrepreneur? Do you think that you would have won the Bob Hope Award and all those things? Or, because that really seems like sort of the point where you really did start to find your voice and find yourself, really, is when you're able to really speak out and say how you felt.
Yeah, the answer to that question is absolutely no. That would have not happened. And here's how I encapsulate that. And again, as a songwriter, probably would. It's success versus significance. They are not one and the same. Sometimes something successful can also be significant, and sometimes something significant can have success to it. But significant things, most of the time, mean that they don't personally benefit you. They benefit a bigger situation. They help people outside of what influences you. They are things that need to be addressed, need to be said, need to be done, action that needs to be taken for or against something that's happening, and it is a significant outcome when you win. And that is really what I focus on these days, is not success as the world would define it. It is significance. What can I do with the amount of heartbeats I have left, and nobody knows how many that's going to be, that are significant landmark things that my own sons get to look at and go, that's what Dad actually cared about. Dad actually cared. He cared about that way more than the plaques on the wall, way more than seeing himself on TV. He cared about that. And that's really been my drive here for probably the past 8 to 10 years. And that's, Dan, probably when you started, I probably got on your radar because I started trying to do things and say things that were significant.
Absolutely. John Rich joining us here on America at Night. So you, over the last, I think it's been the last couple of months, right, You have become, talking about, you know, what you do with the time left, with the heartbeats you have left, you have become an appointed citizen advocate for the Trump administration. Talk about what that is, what does it entail, and that's got to be just an amazing honor.
Well, so last year I waged a war against a company called the TVA, the Tennessee Valley Authority. They run power through seven different states. They're a federal power company, the only one in existence, set up in 1933 by FDR, and they're still exist today. They're very brutal in the way they deal with landowners. They came into the county I live, and we're gonna just destroy thousands of acres of land and hundreds of houses and wrecking this rural county, and nobody in the county had a way to fight them. And so I stepped into the fray and I started fighting them. And I didn't know if I could beat them either, but it wound up going all the way to the President of the United States, to the Secretary of Agriculture, Secretary Rollins, got on their radars, and they went, "What John is yelling about is horrible. We've got to put a stop to that." And so they stepped in and we stopped it and we saved that county from what was going to happen. Well, that led to the President calling me one day and offering me.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Where I should be, brother. I am not a government guy. I don't want to be in politics, but you put me in that slot. That's where I'm effective. And so over these next few years, you're going to see many, many, many things that I interject myself in between landowners and powerful people raining down on them to try to protect them and push the bad guys back.
And that is awesome. And as a guy who lives in Nashville, Tennessee, and I've dealt with the TVA myself, that is a great thing that you're doing. I'm listening to your journey from a bass player at Lone Star to leaving that gig and solo career that didn't quite take off to, you know, big and rich, entrepreneur, helping the veterans and now working with the Trump administration. I want to ask you this question. Do you learn more from your many successes or the failures that you've had in your life? Which lessons have been more valuable?
I think unequivocally failure, because when you fail, you have to do an autopsy on why did I fail? What happened? Because, man, that was a slam dunk, and I didn't get it. And when you go back and look at it, you can always blame it on yourself, always, because a lot of people make the mistake of saying that didn't work because so-and-so screwed it up or this guy lied to me or whatever. But at the end of the day, if you're really looking at it critically and wanting to learn from it, you go, I should have known that guy was not the right guy. I didn't do my research on that guy. I didn't read him right. Something about him wasn't right, and I looked past it, and I did it anyway, and that's what blew up the deal. It's always going to be something you did as to why it didn't work out. And so over time, I've tried to correct those things. I move slower, more methodically. I really dig into people and make sure they are who they say they are, that they're not a wolf in sheep's clothing, and that they're legit, which, by the way, means your circle of friends gets very, very small, very small. But one thing about me, I hope that people know, is that if you see me saying something, I mean it. If you see me really pushing hard for or against something, nobody is paying me to do that. I'm not being paid to be a citizen advocate. I don't work for the government. I don't get paid by the government. I don't work for politicians. Most Republicans I can't stand, and I'm a conservative. So I look at myself as I just want to say what I know to be true, follow through on it till the end, whether I win or lose, and hopefully that means something to the general public. Like that John Rich guy, well, I might disagree with him, but, man, at least he believes what he says. And I hope that's the thing people get from me. I hope you get that from me, Dan. I think you do. That's probably why you call me.
Well, absolutely, John. You stand up for the veterans. You stand up for the little guy here in Tennessee and soon across America. And, of course, you play great music. John Rich, thank you for joining us here on America at Night.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What a great conversation. John Rich is one of those guys that I've always admired and finally got to interview. And he's a great guy. By the way, if you missed any part of that interview, you can find the links on my social media. You can follow me at Dan Manda Show. 844-2-McGraw is the telephone number, 844-262-4729. My name is Dan Mandis in for McGraw Millhaven. This is America at Night.
America at Night with McGraw Millhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free home delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage. Available at CVS and Target.
You paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Oh, hello, it's me, the calculator that lives inside of TaxSlayer. I love numbers, like 100, as in 100%, as in TaxSlayer's 100% accuracy, guaranteed, and zero, as in $0, as in it costs $0 to file and get the refund you deserve with TaxSlayer Simply Free, if you qualify. Simply Free is available to a limited number of taxpayers with age, income, credit, and deduction restrictions. See TaxSlayer.com for eligibility requirements. TaxSlayer, file fearlessly.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, you saw that Barack Obama really stepped in it regarding UFOs. Listen to this.
Are aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in, what is it?
Area 51.
Area 51. There's no underground facility, unless there's this enormous conspiracy and they hid it from the President of the United States.
What was the first question you wanted answered when you became president?
Where are the aliens?
So it turns out old Barack Obama there, what he did was he revealed classified information. And by the way, if you've seen the various documentaries, they actually do keep the information regarding the aliens away from even the President of the United States. So Donald Trump, of course, was asked about all this.
Barack Obama said that aliens are real. Have you seen any evidence of non-human visitors to Earth?
Well, he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah. So aliens are real?
Well, I don't know if they're real or not. I can tell you he gave classified information. He's not supposed to be doing that.
Well,
he made a big mistake. He took it out of classified information. No, I don't have an opinion on it. I never talk about it. A lot of people do. A lot of people believe it. Do you believe it, Peter?
Well, if the president can declassify anything that he wants to,
well,
so
maybe
if you want to make an announcement.
Trouble. I may get him out of trouble by declassifying.
We know illegal aliens.
Yeah, illegal. Only illegals.
So that is Donald Trump. Apparently he's going to bail out Barack Obama. He is now ordering all of the relevant departments and agencies to begin the process of identifying and releasing the government files related to all things UFOs. Did you happen to see the documentary? It's called Age of Disclosure.
The American people are ready to receive the truth.
Humanity is not the only intelligence in the universe.
Humanity is not the only intelligent species.
We are absolutely not alone.
Non-human intelligence exists.
UAPs are real. They're here, and they're not human.
So now we have the prediction markets. They are a big thing, and they are all the rage. And they are saying, Polymarket and Kalshi both, showing a huge spike in bets. And looks like a lot of people are betting the odds that we will, before the end of this year, find out if aliens really do exist. We'll return next. This is America at Night.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has warned that limited strikes against Iran are possible, even as the country's top diplomat says Tehran expects to have a proposed deal ready in the next few days. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis doubts that the current negotiations will result in Iranian nuclear disarmament.
Will the Iranians give up their nuclear program? No. Just like the Libyans gave up theirs and crumbled, North Koreans didn't and survived, and I think they've gone to school on that. Plus, the Iranians have the support of the Chinese and the Russians, albeit, you know, somewhat of an at arm's length.
The president says if Iran fails to comply with U.S. demands within 9 days, bad things will happen. President Trump says he's imposing a temporary global tariff of 10% after his far-reaching tariff regimen was struck down by the Supreme Court Friday. The court handed him a setback on an issue crucial to his economic agenda. So where does today's Supreme Court tariff ruling leave small businesses?
Some business owners are reacting with cautious optimism after the Supreme Court struck down President Trump's sweeping use of import tariffs.
I'm hopeful that things will change for the better.
Paul Rogers runs Cucina Bocce, a small Italian market in Atlanta.
But right now, we're still stuck with the stock that we've paid high prices for.
The Supreme Court did not address whether the government should pay the tariffs back. In his dissent, Justice Brett Kavanaugh writes that the process is likely to be a mess. Rogers thinks it's unlikely small businesses will be able to claw back refunds. I'm Jennifer King.
All truckers and bus drivers will have to take their commercial driver's license test in English as the Trump administration expands its aggressive campaign to improve safety in the industry and get unqualified drivers off the road. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announcing the latest effort earlier Friday. Breaking news at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experienced scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Germany's chancellor is about to become the latest Western leader to visit communist China.
Friedrich Merz will make his first visit since taking the helm of Europe's biggest economy. He'll travel to China next week and will be received in Beijing by the Chinese foreign minister and by President Xi. The German leader will also visit southeastern China. Germany has tried in recent years to maintain solid ties with China, despite wariness over Beijing's growing assertiveness, while also looking to avoid over-reliance on trade with China. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has cleared the way for a Louisiana law requiring displays of the Ten Commandments in public classrooms to take effect. The full court voted 12-6 to lift a block placed on the law that a lower court first issued in 2024. In the opinion released Friday, the court said it was too early to make a judgment call on the constitutionality of the law. More at townhall.com. The Supreme Court handed President Trump a setback on an issue crucial to his economic agenda. Friday's ruling on tariffs sent markets higher.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street as markets kept relatively calm following the Supreme Court's decision to strike down President Donald Trump's tariffs. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% Friday. The index had been flipping between small gains and losses earlier in the day, following discouraging reports showing slowing growth for the U.S. economy and faster inflation. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 230 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Trading was tentative across markets after the tariff ruling. Trump said he would still put tariffs on other countries using different means. That's Seattle, New York.
U.S. economic growth slowed in the final 3 months of last year, dragged down by the 6-week shutdown of the federal government and a pullback in consumer spending. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is the hour of open phones. Now, I'm going to tell you, you may not believe this. I've been hosting talk shows for 20 years. In my career, I've never actually opened phones. So this is going to be an experiment for me. So take it easy on the host, 844-2-McGraw, and phone lines are open. I do have a couple of calls. While the phones fill up, I want to talk a little bit about where we are in America today as far as dialogue goes. Now, you may or may not have heard, but there was another attack on law enforcement This happened earlier this week. We're getting more details out now, but it was an attack or an attempted attack on a DHS facility.
Boise Police Department and the Meridian Fire Department responded to a 911 call reporting that a Canyon County paramedics ambulance had been stolen from the ambulance bay at St. Luke's West.
Right. So this guy steals an ambulance from the local hospital right there in Idaho. He drives to a nearby DHS office. He pulls in, and he's got a bunch of gasoline that he pours all over the vehicle, and he wanted to set it on fire. Basically, don't forget that an ambulance has oxygen. So what he basically wanted to do was use this stolen ambulance and the gasoline and the oxygen as a bomb to destroy the DHS offices.
Investigators believe the suspect poured an accelerant inside and around the outside of the ambulance. At this time, it appears the suspect was unable to ignite the accelerant before being scared off by responding agencies. We want to emphasize that this was a serious criminal act.
Yeah, and again, this is Meridian, Idaho Police Chief, a guy by the name of Tracy Bastericcia. So now you've got the ATF, the DHS, Idaho State Police, FBI, all investigating this. The guy got away. Apparently the cops shows up and he was trying to, you know, light the ambulance on fire with all of that gasoline and oxygen. He fled, and as far as I know, he's still on the loose. But here's the deal. Attacks on DHS and law enforcement, particularly federal law enforcement, continues to skyrocket. What are people doing? Doxing, online harassment. Extremists are targeting ICE personnel as well. We've all seen that. If you listen to talk radio, you know what's going on. Now, remember the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, houses ICE, Border Patrol, FEMA, TSA. But obviously, you know, everyone is focused on ICE and the Border Patrol these days. And just the other day, where I live in Middle Tennessee, just the thought of a detention center turned out to be a false alarm. But just the thought of a detention center brought out hostility, anger, and protests. So there have now been an 8,000% increase in death threats against ICE. That is nearly triple the number from the last 25 years.
There has been a lot of rhetoric surrounding the Department of Homeland Security leasing office space at this location. And comments on social media such as property damage isn't violence is absolutely false. This was absolutely an act of violence. And if the suspect had not been interrupted, there is no doubt this building would have been burned, putting the lives of first responders and others at risk.
Yeah, I mean, this officer, he is spot on about the rhetoric that we're seeing online. I mean, I'm seeing, you can follow me on the socials, X at Dan Mendes Show, Facebook at Dan Mendes Show as well. I have seen more and more of these types of videos out there. I want you to listen to how unhinged people are getting.
And I'm seeing innocent people being killed by ICE. What the f*** are you guys doing? I hope you see this video. Because I'm going to tell America right here, right now, this ends when we stand up and we start shooting back. Get your guns, get your militia, get your people. And when ICE comes to town, don't give them a chance. Yes. Get a sniper and shoot. Blow their f***ing faces off. Watch them f***ing drown in their own f***ing blood. Because America will be great again when we realize that we're the ones who make the rules, people. If you don't like the motherfuckers that are in there, then take them the fuck out. Because if you don't, they're going to take us the fuck out. Stand up for your goddamn rights. Stop being pussies. Stop yelling, asking them what's wrong with them. What's wrong with them is they've been given power that does not belong to them. Because we act like we're scared little bitches. Let them know who's fucking boss and take the motherfuckers out. It's as serious and as simple as that. Pick up your guns, end the tyranny, and blow their f***ing asses away.
This is illegal. U.S. law prohibits true threats and incitement to imminent lawless action. Calling for the murder of federal agents on social media is indeed illegal. But, you know, beyond that, this is just unhinged. I mean, I'm here to tell you there were a lot of things that I disagreed with Joe Biden on. There are a lot of things that I disagreed with Barack Obama on. And yes, there's even things that I disagree with Donald Trump on. But getting that unhinged, really? So I'm trying to figure out, have people always been this unhinged? And social media is now giving us the opportunity to see it, and it gives these people the opportunity to expose it? Or is social media exacerbating the unhinged nature of some Americans? Now, yeah, I did mention that that is illegal. Under the Supreme Court's Brandenburg v. Ohio, speech loses First Amendment protection if it's directed at inciting imminent lawless action and likely to produce such action. So I checked that out on ChatGPT, and it says that explicitly urging people to kill government employees almost always meets that threshold. This lady, and I'm going to be honest with you, I wasn't sure if it was a lady or a guy, but I can tell you the person is absolutely unhinged. She could face up to 10 years in a federal prison, fines, probation. And I think that she does deserve to go to prison. Now, one guy in Arizona who threatened to execute FBI agents ended up with 15 months in federal prison. My favorite part of that story, the dude in Arizona, basically he said to the FBI, show up at my house and you'll see what happens. Well, he got arrested. And he spent 15 months in a federal prison. That's what happened. But if you think this is the craziest thing you've seen on the internet, think again. The lunatic fringe on the left, many of these folks on the left, listen to this political ad from a woman running to be the lieutenant governor for the state of Illinois.
Trump. Vote Juliana.
Trump. Vote Juliana.
Trump. Vote Juliana.
They said it, not me. I'm Juliana Stratton, and I'm proud to have lived my whole life on the south side of Chicago. I'm not scared of a wannabe dictator. I'm running for Senate to stand up to Donald Trump. I'll abolish ICE and hold Trump accountable for the crimes he's committed. Just like they said,
F*** Trump. Vote Juliana.
That's why I approved this message.
Okay, so number one, a lieutenant governor cannot abolish ICE, just so we're clear. But I mean, just wow. And at the end of that commercial, you actually have Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker standing next to her saying he supports this vile woman and this horrific ad as well. Now, just so you know, if a because I'm a Republican, I'm conservative, but if a Republican or conservative had an ad like that, I would condemn it. But I'm beginning to think that society itself basically has no bottom. When I see these kinds of videos, you know, when we see people trying to burn down ICE officers like we saw in Idaho, and we see people threatening to kill law enforcement, think about, you know, the mainstream media and all of their attacks on the president and conservatives.
This is CNN Tonight. I'm Don Lemon. The President of the United States.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangleston, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
All right, we've got a lot more calls. Straight ahead, 844-2-McGraw is the phone number, 844-262-4729. Got a lot more. Open phones straight ahead on America at Night.
Call now, 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free home delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
The floor is yours. Call or text 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
My name is Dan Mandis in for McGraw Millhaven here on America at Night. It is open phones. And let's go to the phones and say hello to Gil calling from San Antonio, Texas. Gil, thanks for calling.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thank you for covering for the host. I lived all over the world, and I agree with President Trump and his tariff policy for this reason. Almost every other country in the world has a value-added or a national sales tax to fund their governmental operations on a national level. Mexico's value-added tax is 16%. Canada has a 5% value-added tax, and the provinces tack on another 5% for the province. So our goods that we ship to these countries are taxed again, and they're turned into a cash cow to fund the governmental operations of these countries.
Well, and hey, Gil, if I can jump in, also don't forget that our exports into those other countries, oftentimes they have a lot of rules and regulations that also make it more difficult to even do business in those countries.
Well, that's correct. I've lived a number of years in Asia and visited most of the countries there, and just about all of them have some sort of a national sales tax. And I lived in Mexico for a good period of time, and all the national sales tax there, all it does is go up. When I went there first, it was 12%. Now it's at 16%. So the tariffs that President Trump is putting on just kind of evens the game out.
Well, and Gil, I will say this. For the president and for the president's supporters, today was a bit of a, you know, backstep with the Supreme Court, a little bit of a setback, but the president, and we covered this earlier in the program, he's got all kinds of things that he wants to do, and we'll just see how the whole thing progresses. And Gil, I very much appreciate the call. Let's say hello to Scott in St. Louis, Missouri on America at Night.
Last year, we lost like 70,000 factory jobs. So it doesn't look like the tariffs are working.
Is that it? Number one, I'm not here to defend the tariffs. There are statistics out there that will tell you that, yes, we have lost some manufacturing jobs. We've also gained some manufacturing jobs. Also think about the income that the tariffs have brought into the country. But I also do understand that there are many people that will say that the tariffs are what are impacting inflation, causing it to go up a tick. So appreciate the call. It's Dan Mattis here on America at Night.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue poultry feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease intended to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Welcome back to America at Night. Call now, 844-262-4729. That's 844-2-McGraw.
Dan Mattis here in for McGraw Millhaven. This is indeed America at Night. So right before the last break, a guy called up and he said that manufacturing jobs are on the decline, so obviously the tariffs aren't working. So I didn't have a lot of time to argue with him, but here's what I would say to that. Number one, as I said during the call, it is not my job to defend Donald Trump's tariffs. I think that this is something that is a long-term play. I understand what the president is trying to do. I understand what he's trying to accomplish. But that being said, I do understand that prices on the American people have gone up because of the tariffs, but it's part of a broader economic picture for the president. But about manufacturing jobs, so you look up the latest stats, and of course, manufacturing jobs have gone down over the decades. But the reality is, like year to year, since Donald Trump has implemented the tariffs, I'm not seeing that manufacturing jobs have gone down. As a matter of fact, with all of the AI that's going on and all of the folks out there that are plumbers and electricians and people like that, you know, there's not enough of those people to go around. So I would argue the fact that he says that the manufacturing jobs are on the decline. I mean, I don't like to argue statistics because everybody's got a statistic, but here's what I would say. What I would say is the tariffs, it's a long-term play for the president. I do believe that right now, if you are, and we can talk about college education all day long, but if you are somebody who trades school or, you know, if I had a kid right now, I'm just going to say this. I've got a 12-year-old stepson and he is, you know, going to be going to college or whatever in the next 6 years. But somebody asked me the question a while ago and the question was, if you had to make a decision right now, would you send your stepson to college or a trade school? And obviously the answer is, well, what is he going to study in college? But I'm a big trade school guy. Like for me, I'm a big fan of trade schools and, you know, plumbers, electricians, welders, those people, there's not enough of them, which is why, you know, in a lot of states, there are programs to try to bring more people to the trades. And I think that is a very good thing. Paul is in Boise, Idaho on America at Night. Hey, Paul.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, how are you?
I disagreed with that gentleman's comment, too, about 78,000 jobs lost, manufacturing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And you hit it with the answer of the number one answer, and that's AI. You can thank AI for the loss of jobs, and it doesn't matter what sector it is. And but I did want to talk about the inability of the Iranians to deal. I guess the old-fashioned way with a handshake, you might say. You can't expect that from them, but what you can expect is when they say something, maybe they'll stick to it. They don't seem to have stick-to-itiveness.
So you're talking about Iran?
Yeah, what did I say?
No, you said Iran. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. I don't trust Iran as far as I can throw them. They are, in my opinion, the bane of the existence of the free world. Iran, obviously, we all know what they do. They fund terrorism. And I will tell you that, you know, I'm not a big fan of regime change and all of those things. And I will tell you that I'm very cautious about what the president wants to do with Iran, because there's a lot of risks. We had a great interview with General Richard Newton earlier, where, you know, we talked about the perils of Donald Trump possibly going into Iran in the next couple of weeks. He doesn't want to put troops on the ground, but at the same time, he's been very clear that he wants to see regime change. But I will tell you that right now, the radicals in Iran, those roots are very deep. So that's going to be not nearly as easy as what we saw. And I'm not saying that, you know, getting Maduro out of Venezuela was easy, but Iran's going to take a lot longer to change that regime. And I just think that's going to be a lot more challenging.
Jaws of Iran's son, Pelosi, I'm mispronouncing it, I'm butchering the guy's name. But he makes a lot of sense. And when he talks with humility about being able to go back to his country again. And I could see him rallying the troops, as it were.
Yeah, but here's Paul, you're right. Here's the problem, and I appreciate the call. The problem is this. You've got the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, right? So they essentially, I'm not going to say they control the country, but they have a lot of control in the country. And so whoever goes in there is going to have to get the support of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And so that is going to be a big challenge for whoever goes in there. And the problem is, whoever does go in there, there's going to be a bunch of other groups that decide that they should be in power. And so just my concern, bottom line on this whole thing, is that our allies are worried. Israel is worried, even though they seem to be on the same page as Donald Trump. But this could be, I'm going to say this about what's about to happen in Iran. It could be the greatest thing that Donald Trump does while in office, or it could be the worst thing. We'll have to wait and see what happens. And again, I appreciate your call. John is, John's on the text line. And what he says about the extremism that we're seeing online, he says extremism breeds more extremism. I would say that that's absolutely true. I mean, I would say that when you look at the level of extremism that is going on online, it feeds off each other. It really does. And it is really sad what is happening on social media, because, you know, here's the deal. Is that people, and you don't know me, this is like my first day filling in here on America at Night. Maybe you've heard me filling in on other national shows. Maybe you know me from, I don't know, my show in Nashville. But here's the thing. when you look at extremism and when you look at how polarized we are right now, I am one of millions of Americans who have lost family members because of where I stand politically. As a matter of fact, I've lost two family members. One that was incredibly close to me. Hasn't spoken to me in, what, 8, 9 years now? Something like that? Can't get him back. I tried 4 years. And unfortunately, when you try to talk to somebody who is so incredibly polarized, and I'm going to give you this example. All I wanted to do when I was talking to this family member, all I wanted to do was talk about our relationship and how I wanted to reconnect and I wanted to be back in this person's life. And all he wanted to do was tell me about how much he thought that I was a racist. And so I think that that is an extreme opinion. I think that is incredibly extreme. The guy had, you know, this particular person had never even heard me say anything remotely close to, you know, racial slurs or anything like that. He just, because of the person that I supported for president, which is Trump, he felt like I was a racist and he unfortunately disconnected. And I tried for years to get these two family members back in my life, ultimately, and a friend as well. Ultimately, you do your best, you mourn, and then you go and you live another day, and you get on with your life. Unfortunately, that's what you have to do. The phone number is 844-2-McGraw, 844-262-4729. Who have I not taken yet? Let's see. Eduardo is in Tampa, Florida. Eduardo, thanks for calling.
Yeah, Dan, well, it's good to see you on a different time here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got to bring up the disappointing decision today. And I've been telling people that, and the Democrats were ready with their judicial attack, especially with Trump and the Congress being all Republican.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, that should have been something that President Trump should have worked harder with Johnson and the House and the Senate, because as you know, when a Democrat gets in there, they're going to erase whatever executive orders President Trump puts on there, regardless right. if there would have been a decision today or not. So I think they're wobbly on their attack against the Democrats because they've been.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's now called the Save America Act. And I believe that Eduardo is correct. I do believe that the Democrats, if they get the Senate, they will ultimately choose to eliminate the filibuster. The Republicans are talking about, you know, mandating, forcing back the talking filibuster. But ultimately, what that does is that keeps the filibuster in place. The question is, and this is the conundrum that John Thune, the leader in the Senate for the Republicans, this is where he finds himself in, is that if he eliminates the filibuster, then if the Democrats get back in power, they have that excuse to say, well, the Republicans did it, so we can do it too. Here's the thing, though, and this is the unknown, is that if the Republicans don't eliminate the filibuster, They lose the power in the Senate. They have gotten not nearly enough done, and the Democrats will come in, flag the tape, mark my words, they will eliminate the filibuster. And they'll put the policies in place that will essentially guarantee that they'll keep power forever. Because what they want to do, what the Democrats want to do, is essentially, and I don't have a lot of time to get into it, but essentially what the Democrats want to do is they want to basically eliminate all rules when it comes to voting. So, you know, you're talking about no ID needed to go and vote. You don't need to have any ID to register to vote. You never are going to clean up the voter rolls, and so you're going to have all these dead people on the voter rolls. I mean, all of these things are what the Democrats wanted to do. And so when they get into power again, that is, and they will at some point, that is going to be the big question. So that is the big conundrum that John Thune and the Republicans face. And I really appreciate the call, Eduardo. Appreciate talking to you here on America at Night. 844-2-McGraw, 844-262-4729. My name is Dan Mandis. This is America at Night.
Join the conversation. Call 844-2-McGraw. America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free home delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ah, the most beautiful time of year is upon us. Tax season. And Tax Slayer is here to help you file. We guarantee 100% accuracy and your maximum refund. Those are some good numbers. And you can trust me, because I'm a talking calculator. Did I mention Tax Slayer even has support from real U.S.-based humans if you have any questions along the way? Beat the rush and start for free today. Tax Slayer. File fearlessly.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Listen up. It's the fourth quarter. You're almost there. Parents, teachers, counselors, coaches, your boys just turned 18, but they need one more push. Don't let them forget to register with the Selective Service System. It's required by law, and if they don't register, they'll miss out on many important federal benefits. Say it with me, SSS.gov.
SSS.gov.
Let's get them registered today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger, insurance agent.
Text line is open. Send us a message at 844-2-McGraw. That's 844-262-4729.
And you can call that number. It is open lines here in the last hour of the radio program, 844-2-McGraw. My name is Dan Mandis in for McGraw Millhaven, and I'm going to be on Monday night, and McGraw returns on Tuesday. And Steve is calling from Atlanta, GA. Hey, Steve, thanks for calling.
Hey, Dan. Lots of questions. You brought up a lot of topics. First one is, are you going to start doing call-ins on your own radio show?
Well, I work mornings, and this is a little in the weeds of radio, but when you're a morning show host, there's not a lot of time to take phone calls.
Okay.
I do like taking phone calls, and I do whenever I can.
Cool. So, okay, so on Iran, I think it's, if I had to bet, it's going to be less than 15 days of bombing. And Assad has already smuggled in 50,000 ARs. That's what I think is going to happen, and he's going to leave the rest of it to the Iranian people. All right.
Okay.
Now we'll move on. We'll move on to the next subject. I think with when you take calls, mm-hmm. That your screeners should ask, are you demonic? Because that lady who asked you all those questions, she's probably putting a spell on you right about now. Okay.
Hey, Steve. Dog or cats? We like dogs or cats?
No. I'm not doing that. No, you can't cast a spell on me.
All right. Fair enough.
I'm not playing that game.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And you know what? We have no idea what's going to happen in Iran. I mean, Steve has a perfectly valid point about what he thinks could happen in Iran. 15 days. We'll have to see what happens. Hopefully I'll be back to talk about it. I know I'm going to be back on Monday. Let's see here. Phone number is 844-2-McGraw, and who is the last phone caller that I have real quick? This is Tony. Tony, thanks for calling.
How you doing? I'll do this really quick. I call what's going on in the United States the death of shame, or the advocacy by the leftists of extremism. And this, to me, is an uncivil war. And I really believe it's based on the pursuit of power, because your country is gerrymandered from the states that don't represent properly the Republican vote. Look, you have a non-compos mentis leftist elite that are, I call it excavating the barrel into the lower barrels of the hell, because, you know, you get to the bottom of the barrel and you say, can we get any lower? Well, the Democrats are excavating to hell, and their advocacy is violence. There's zero tolerance for respect and public humility, especially what that lady was saying in Chicago that you had earlier mentioned. I mean, what type of humility and public respect are you demonstrating when you're swearing at the President of the United States and the Governor of Pritzker is supporting that stuff? Look, the left did not even the left actually cheered for the death of Charlie Kirk. They mocked his death. They did poses. They attacked Trump in the media. They ignored two assassination attempts. You know, the whole thing is that the world, and I'm calling from Canada, you know, we see the United States as degenerating into an uncivil war. I don't believe these queens will ever meet. There's no such ability for the Republicans that are advocating for just normalcy to deal with people that are on ideological vents of transgenderism.
And Tony, I, you hear the music. The network waits for no one, but I do appreciate the call. And boy, when you talk about gerrymandering here in America, boy, oh boy. Yeah, there are states where, you know, Trump has a lot of support, but no representation in Congress. Sad.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. All eyes are on the status of the U.S.-Iran nuclear talks.
President Trump is indicating limited strikes against Iran are possible. Iran's foreign minister said in a TV interview his country is planning to finalize a draft nuclear deal in the next two or three days to send to Washington. The Trump administration has been pushing for concessions from Iran and has built up the largest U.S. military presence in the Middle East in decades. His message to Iran?
They better negotiate a fair deal.
Both Iran and the U.S. have signaled they are prepared for war if talks on Tehran's nuclear program fizzle out. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A ransomware attack forces a hospital system to close.
The University of Mississippi Medical Center has closed its nearly three dozen clinics in the state and canceled elective procedures for a second day following a ransomware attack. University officials are trying to determine the extent of the attack and restore network systems they took down as a precaution. They say the shutdown could last for days. Vice Chancellor Lou Ann Woodward says the attackers have communicated with the university, but she's not allowed. Collaborating. The university is working with the FBI. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump says he's imposing a temporary global tariff of 10% after his far-reaching tariff regimen was struck down by the Supreme Court. The court handed him a setback on an issue crucial to his economic agenda. The president says he's absolutely ashamed of justices who voted to strike down his tariffs, calling the decision deeply disappointing. ChatGPT maker OpenAI says it's considered alerting Canadian police last year about the activities of a person who months later committed one of the worst school shootings in the country's history. OpenAI says last June the company identified the account of Jesse Van Rensselaer, via abuse detection efforts for furtherance of violent activities. This is SRN News.
This month, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented.
There are times when medical personnel have a very dangerous job.
It all began when experts in the U.S. went to Africa to help an endangered white rhino with a life-threatening parasitic eye infection. Doctors quickly realized surgery was not an option, so they developed a plan based on a program where animals are taught to participate in their own care. They administered eye drops to the rhino, and it worked. By the way, there's no word if the rhino had any trouble tilting his head back for those eye drops. Probably not. Jason Walker reporting.
The much-anticipated but never guaranteed U.S.-Canada showdown for gold in men's hockey at the Olympics is on. Jack Hughes scored two goals, including one with a highlight reel individual effort, and the Americans rolled into the final by routing Slovakia 6-2 in the semifinals Friday night. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. British researchers who have compiled the first detailed genetic map of cancer in house cats find striking similarities to some human versions of the disease.
Despite cats being common household pets, very little was known about the genetics of cancer in these animals until now. Scientists analysed DNA extracted from tumour samples taken from almost 500 pet cats. They say many of the genetic changes linked with the condition are mirrored in humans. The researchers say that by studying the genetic changes that lead to cancer in cats, it might be possible to develop better veterinary medicines and potentially human ones too.
The BBC's Helen Briggs. The study encompassed 13 distinct types of tumors originating from different parts of the body, including the skin, bones, tissue, and blood. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
Mandina's Cabinets. Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
On the internet and say, look at me, love me, love me. No one will ever love them, ever. Maybe in prison, someone will, it'll be a facsimile of love, but we'll get into that. And they're just crazy people. But we've got a lot of Democrat lunacy because they're off the leash again. And there's a story. The story I wanted to get to day before yesterday and didn't get to is out of Oregon, the beautiful state of Oregon. And there, it is a beautiful state. And it's, so many wonderful, beautiful places in Oregon. And, the Democrat Party, they went in there and like monkeypox, they infected the place, not just with their various venereal diseases, but with their, psychotic, bloodthirsty lunacy as well. And, they've got a lot of crazy ideas. And now one of the crazy ideas they have, they're pulling together a ballot initiative in Oregon. In beautiful Oregon. And here is the headline from KPTV. KPTV in Oregon. Proposed Oregon ballot measure to ban hunting and fishing. To ban hunting and fishing. They want to ban hunting and they want to ban fishing because they really like fish. Not to eat though. They like to date them. They like their daughters to marry them. They're mentally ill. So a proposed Oregon ballot measure to ban hunting and fishing reports new fundraising details. Democrats are always raising funds to ban fishing and to ban hunting because they care very deeply about the fish. That's why they're against hydroelectric dams, because they don't care about energy for the masses. They care about the fish. It's like the old existential question. Just ridiculous people. But supporters of a proposed Oregon ballot measure that would ban most hunting, fishing, and livestock in the state. They say the campaign has raised more than $270,000 because every day is an IQ test, and the Democrats really have cornered the market on low IQ. $270,000 more than as it works to qualify for the November ballot. Now, how much does it cost to buy your way onto the November ballot in Oregon? Vietnam? So the campaign's chief petitioner said in an update to Fox 12, the local station out there, on Thursday, that funding this campaign cycle has come from a mix of national animal welfare organizations and individual donors who are vegans that live on tofu and they run through shopping malls naked. But that's another thing. According to David Michelson, the chief petitioner, organizational donations include the Craigslist Charitable Fund. Craigslist has, and they give to crazy left-wing lunatic ban fishing ballot initiatives because you got all those streams, and the ocean is out there too. Got to ban food, got to ban energy, got to ban everything because of their mental illnesses. And they, the Craigslist people, contributed $30,000. PETA, the People Eating Tasty Animals, donated $20,000. So if you give money to PETA, you're probably happy. Yeah, we need to ban fishing in Oregon because the fish. And the World Animal Protection gave $11,000. Friends of DXE contributed $5,000. I assume Friends of DXE is like a rapper. I think that's some guy's name who's just out of prison for drug and gun offenses. And now he's donating money because there he's Friends of DXE, straight out of Compton, Friends of DXE. So in addition to the campaign, I reported receiving about $130,000 combined from 12 individual donors, along with roughly $15,000 in smaller donations. But wait, because it gets better. The ballot initiative would ban hunting and fishing in Oregon, so there would be none of it. And it gets even better. It would ban exterminators, you know, like Orkin. They come in to kill bugs in your house, and isn't that amazing? Here's the thing, Oregon Live, left-wing radicals, the Oregonian, Radical Oregon Animal Rights Initiative moving closer to qualifying for ballot, and they explain that animal rights advocates are moving closer to getting a radical initiative onto Oregon's November ballot that would criminalize almost all activities that injure or kill animals. So the elimination of animal cruelty exemptions, it's the people. For the elimination of animal cruelty exemptions. But hang on, because they want to defend bugs, too. It's amazing. Hunting, fishing, slaughtering livestock, animal research, hang on, and even pest control would be effectively banned if initiative petition 28 makes it onto the ballot and then passes because the lunatics would vote for it in Oregon. It's, make Portland weird again, but you guys need to back off of the hallucinogens because you've really lost your minds. The measure would remove any exemptions from current Oregon animal cruelty laws, because we want to have a food supply and all like that. But exemptions remain for self-defense. You could kill an animal if it was killing you. Self-defense, that's about it. They'd provide livestock with the same protections we give to dogs and cats. Isn't that great? And they'd extend those protections to salmon. Those are fish. I had salmon for dinner last night, as a matter of fact. Deer, cattle, lab animals. So you got none of that. And the best part, really, is the exterminators. You want to get rid of Orkin and exterminators because, it's that these people are severely mentally ill, and when they start, what they do not want to make mandatory, they want to ban, and what they do not want to ban, they want to make mandatory, and they would ban exterminators from killing bugs, because the Democrats have bugs as pets, and they spread venereal bugs wherever they go. They are much smaller than the bigger bugs you might be thinking of in the context of the exterminator. But they would ban exterminators because they love bugs. Insects. They love insects so much. And when I saw that they're banning hunting and fishing of salmon and things, salmon's real good. real good. You know what else is real good? Lamb chops. Lamb chops are real good. That crown roast, that's delicious. But these people are out of their minds, and to them it's perfectly normal. They think, yeah, this is what I'm working on. I've raised lots and lots of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you're going to ban exterminators so there'd be more bugs and more termites and all that good stuff. Now, at the same time, I went and I decided, well, they care very deeply about life, about bugs and things like that. So surely there's a total abortion ban in Oregon because they care so much about, the humanity and the dignity of wild animals in the forest and of bugs in your basement that they, just extraordinary stuff. They, gonna ban, exterminators because they love bugs. And here's the thing. What did I learn when I went and, looked? I learned that in Oregon, in the state of Oregon, that abortion rights are protected up until the moment of birth, under all circumstances, at all times, no matter what, you are entitled to snuff out the life of your child at any time. And that's a cultural norm. That's a cultural norm brought to us by the party of slavery and the bullwhip that they love so much. But this is good. You have abortion up until the moment of birth, but they're going to protect insects because the dignity of insects and of livestock and of wild animals like deer that you might hunt in hunting season, it becomes a food issue. And isn't that amazing? And they criminalize any activity that injures or kills animals, including hunting, fishing, the slaughter of livestock for food supply, fishing for salmon for food supply. Got to get rid of all that. And you can't exterminate insects because Democrats are mentally ill. But keep in mind, abortion right up until the moment of, because you know how they are. They're truly something. And I saw this. And they said, Oregon has like, 8,300 abortions, last year. And they say, oh, that's real good. How can we get more of those? We gotta snuff out more human life. What about the, zebra mussels? We've got to save mollusks at the bottom of the bay. We can't have exterminators come and kill bugs because bugs are sacred, sentient beings. Isn't that amazing? That's your Democrat Party. They, human life, they're not really much for human life. Not at all. The left, nobody's killed more of humanity than the left over the last 100 years. They're real good at that they're good at snuffing out human life. But to show that they care, they will protect insects because, pest control will be banned. Yes, sir. KATU. A group is trying to ban hunting, fishing, and pest control in Oregon. Sure. Group is called People for the Elimination of Animal Cruelty Exemptions, or PEACE. See, that is an acronym, a backronym, and it's a PEACE. People for the, forget about for the, elimination animal cruelty, AC, exemptions. You gotta have an E in there to make it peace. So they did that. And they call themselves peace, thousands and thousands of human lives being snuffed out every year. They're perfectly comfortable with that. But if you're going to kill a salmon and eat it, then they want to ban your activities. Isn't that great? Yes, sir. The only exceptions would be veterinary practices, oh sure, and self-defense. That is if a pest becomes a health risk. All pests are health risks, that's why we call them pests, there they are. Also, the State of the Union, President Trump's State of the Union is next week, and guess who's giving the Democrat response? As Fidel Castro wasn't available, we are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
President Trump said, "I like Newsmax. You like it too." It's true. Millions of Americans agree with President Trump, and they're switching to Newsmax for the news they can trust. They're watching great shows with Greta, Carl Higbee, Rob Schmidt, Finnerty, and more. If you're tired of big media, start watching Newsmax. It's free to start. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com for immediate access. Get all of President Trump's most important events live. Imagine watching Mike Huckabee's Israel special, our Melania documentary, Clint Eastwood, Charlie Kirk specials, even the movie Jesus of Nazareth by Franco Zeffirelli. Once you start Newsmax Plus, you won't stop. So try it for free. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com, then download the app. It's easy. So make the switch to Newsmax Plus today.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at My Computer Career. Career.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk. More risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Ah, yes. Hey, we should go to the telephones. We may be reached at 888-630-9625. The age-old dial-in number of the mothership, WMAL in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Let's go to the phones, Michael. Let's go to Tricia, calling from Herndon, Virginia. Oh, Tricia, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello again.
Hi.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be happier.
thanks for making my day start off right.
Sure.
I mean, I just love listening to you when I'm going into work. But I'll keep this quick. I think we need to recruit the Oregon plant lovers to, you know, the tree huggers, all them.
Sure.
To ban the harvest or import of any soybean products. We can starve them out. No more tofu.
No more tofu-ty for Oregonians, because, well, they're banning, hunting and, fishing, banning fishing. It's exterminators from killing bugs.
Yes, but plants have feelings too.
And, the plants are being exploited.
Yes.
By abusive human beings that are, also they're growing it on stolen land, as stolen land. I don't know who the Indians are in Oregon, but they should be very Oregon. I got to tell you that can natives still fish in Oregon on the land that Democrats stole from them?
Ooh, good point.
Got to be exemptions, carve outs for Native Americans and illegal aliens. I think should be allowed to kill anything, not just people, but fish and deer and everything else. How are the Democrats, it's so racist of them to say that natives can't fish and natives can't hunt and they can't kill bugs?
Oh, I just think we need to import a bunch of tarantulas and let them go wild in Oregon.
I love that. That's a great idea. And black scorpions. Ilhan, yeah, the huge, the desert ones, not the little tiny French ones, the big, big black desert scorpions. And we could have, Ilhan Omar go there to herd them and ranch them. She could raise them as if they're her own because they've got a lot in common. You know, beetle munchers and all that. Do scorpions munch on beetles too? I'm not sure, but that's remarkable. Tricia, great idea. I'm glad I helped you to be happy in your day.
The deer are not overpopulated. It only seems that way to them because we've taken their land.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Reading Online Marketing. Reading Online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Reading Online.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
This February,
share the love and win big
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Play our $35,000 Share the Love Swipe to Win promotion.
Win free slot play or cash.
It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily.
Every 200 points gets you in and
drawings for free slot play Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Final drawing February 26th,
where five winners every half hour will take home up to $2,500.
Fall in love with winning.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters. Your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating. This box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Bid, the Smid of the day. Severely mentally ill Democrat. Maybe we should have like Lady in there, like Smidley. We get we'd have a Smidette, which would feminize it. We'll make it Smidex because the they don't know what their gender is anyway. So there's another violent Smid woman in the follow-up to yesterday's violent Smid, and this one is quite angry with ICE. Because the Democrat Party has made up all this stuff about ICE. And apparently, if you're Renee Good, it's fantastic that you crashed your car at the highest rate of speed possible into a federal agent who shot through the windshield as you crashed into him. We played the audio. You can hear him thudding against the car. And then, of course, their hero, Alex Preti. Right? They don't know the names of any of the teenagers murdered in Chicago since Renee Good crashed her car into a federal law enforcement agent. And the Democrats are out there, and these are Latino men who they're spitting in the faces of the Latino men. But it's not racist when they do it. And they call black ICE agents the N-word and scream at them. But it's not racist when they do it. Since they're the party of lynching black people and of the plantation. But here is today's Smid, severely mentally ill Democrat woman. She is in her car, and she's very, very upset with ICE because they might be enforcing the laws as passed by Congress, and when people violently attack them, they sometimes have to respond in self-defense. But this makes Democrat women even more mentally ill.
I'm seeing innocent people being killed by ICE.
Name one.
What the f*** are you guys doing? I hope you see this video. Because I'm going to tell America right here, right now, this ends when we stand up and we start shooting back. Get your guns, get your militia, get your people. And when ICE comes to town, don't give them a chance. Yes. Get a sniper and shoot. Blow their f*** faces off. Watch them f***ing drown in their own f***ing blood. Because America will be great again when we realize that we're the ones who make the rules, people. If you don't like the mother f***ers that are in there, then take them the f*** out. Because if you don't, they're going to take us the f*** out.
They're going to take us the heck out. If she thinks that what mentally ill white women will become targets of ICE, of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, which is another clear indication of severe mental illness. But yesterday, hang upside down in the tents. And these are women who used to be normal and nice just one generation ago. But the Democrat Party has infected our culture because they enjoy cultural dominance and information dominance and in media and news media and entertainment media, Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel's out in California hosting a Democrat Party fundraiser, $25,000 a plate, I think. They didn't even say a plate, they said a ticket, so there might not even be food. It's just go in and suck up, and they treat you like the filth that you are. But here's the Democrat lady. She's a white woman, in her late 30s, I would say, but she could be 19, she just looks really bad, I think might be part of it. But here she is, you gotta because you got to get rifles and snipers, and when ICE comes to town, you have to not give them a chance. You have to shoot them and kill them. And the lady yesterday, once everybody hung upside down by their ankles and gutted from the groin to the chin, because she's a very bloodthirsty Democrat. And again, while in Oregon, they're going to have a ballot initiative that would ban exterminators from killing bugs, that would ban farmers from killing stock, livestock, and because they care very deeply about life. But they have abortion right up until the moment of birth, and they want everybody hanging upside down to be disemboweled and leave their guts for the vultures, I guess. And don't shoot the vulture when they're picking, because the Democrats protect salmon and vultures and cockroaches, but not humanity, not human beings. And to them, this makes perfect sense. Ah. We have the liberal call-in line today. 888. I'll wait. 630-9625. And for conservatives, we have a conservative line, and it's open. 888-630-9625. That's what we have. But let's get back to the Democrat of the day, Democrat lady of the day, because it turns out they're all sounding like this. They shouldn't be allowed to have children. They should probably be forcibly sterilized. I'm going to start a ballot initiative in Oregon where all women will be forcibly sterilized because, you know, people are the plague on the planet Earth. They have to be stopped. Here is today's Democrat Smid.
Stand up for your rights.
They'll curse.
Stop being Stop yelling and asking them what's wrong with them. What's wrong with them is they've been given power that does not belong to them.
ICE.
Because we act like we're scared little bitches. Flip the tables. Let them know who's boss and take the mother out. It's as serious and as simple as that. Pick up your guns, end the tyranny, and blow their asses away. Game over.
Game over. See, and if you'd like to date this woman, the phone number is 1-900. Kill me now. I don't know what the numbers are there. You have to figure it out on the touchpad. 1-900, kill me now for a date with this woman and her friends. This woman probably has a mother, or at least had a mother. She might have killed her already. Maybe a father. Might have in junior high school had a boyfriend for a minute, but the Democrat Party made her. Isn't it great? All right, let's go back to the telephones, Mike. And I've got, why don't you hear the lady? I got another one in Chicago. She's running for elected office in Chicago. Wait till you hear this woman. And her ad, she has a TV ad asking for your vote. And she sounds like one of these women, and she lines up a bunch of mentally ill, gun-toting murderers you hear her. I got to do her after the top of the hour. But in the meantime, Miguel, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Steve calling from Oregon, where they're going to ban killing bugs and eating lamb crown roast, which I like really well. But Steve used to live in Maryland. Now Steve is calling from Oregon. Steven, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thank you, Chris, for taking my call, and thanks to all the folks back in the metro area. I grew up there, went to school in Bowie, lived in Bowie until number two divorced, then came out here to Oregon with my daughter from number one lives.
That's excellent.
Anyway, it's Oregon's a beautiful state. Very outdoors. Everybody's got a kayak rack and their thing, and they run in the rain. And then they do stupid stuff like run up the hill and go in the snow. But I love them, and so they have this thing where people can throw stuff on the ballot if you get selection, and Oregon was pretty good in terms of concealed carry, but then they had this initiative. I forget the number, 1114. Nobody knows, and they have like month-long voting by mail. So, of course, it used to be like a even 50-50 state. Now it's really like super Democrat, but it's kind of like Pennsylvania. Other than a couple of big cities, everything is rural. I wouldn't say conservative, but it's more libertarians.
Uh-huh.
My good friend is, I call him a hippy dippy Dan.
Uh-huh.
Everybody just sit back, and there's like where I live outside the city in this little town of Estacada. He says nobody mess with anything. They have 4th of July. You have veterans parades. We have a Oktoberfest. So it's like, oh, by the way, I'm black, so I like to think of myself as the Dave Chappelle of Estacada, of which I've gone from the D.C., you know, Chocolate City to where I think out of 5,000 people, I think I'm the 8th black person.
The 8th?
In Oregon, which is the whitest state in the country, what I did not know. So it's been a journey, and I think this is the second time these people have tried to get this up.
Uh-huh.
And it's like the one thing I say about Oregon people, they treat their politics like religion or sex. They get feisty. I'm from D.C.
Uh-huh.
Politicians are just like mokes on the make.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Trees in the forest.
I mean, you're from Chicago. It's about do some business.
Right.
But something about these Minnesotans or whoever settled this, those northern Europeans, they got a strong anarchist stuff. You know, they just like to go out and trash stuff. And I'm like, man, you trashing somebody, that stuff will get you zapped. I mean, people see their, I'm like, man, you can't do that in D.C. Oh, and that's the other thing, Oregon. Open, you know, shall issue, man. I mean, it's like, man, I assume two things. Everybody's strapped. And one quarter is stone.
Yeah, only a quarter?
Those are the people driving, I'm sorry.
Just the people driving. That's funny.
But Midwesterners, they are really polite, man. Really polite.
Well, that's nice to hear.
I mean, but don't get into politics, man. I mean, to me, politics is a blood sport. That's why I listen to you, have been all this time. I grew up in the D.C., was back there, 68 for the March in Washington.
Wow.
Family's all there.
Cool.
So, to me, politicians, I have like the front row seat to the Coliseum. It's a blood sport. And, you know, my folks all up in the government, governor, military, post office.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they be talking about all the hijinks of, you know, their uppers. And I had a brother that was in the city office in Marion Barry years. Stories about that.
Sure.
He was also gay, so he'd be talking about down by, what's it? We have a stadium now, tracks. Oh, man. He'd be talking about all them politics coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, D.C. was the swirling city.
Yeah,
back in the 80s and stuff.
Yeah.
Trax
was a gigantic gay bar down where the baseball stadium is now, and it was the industrial part of town. And there were a bunch of women at CNN when I worked there that used to like to go to that place. It had indoor sand volleyball courts. And it was like the size of Gillies. It was gigantic. And there were 5 bars scattered around the place. And it was pretty nuts. He had a bunch of women at CNN who were not lesbians. They just liked to go there so they wouldn't be hit on, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, other fun fact about Oregon, we have the most per capita churches and strip bars.
Churches and strip bars.
Oh, man, it's a big thing. I was out there on a fake. Thank you for number 2 because I am free to date now. Since the divorce, I mean, I'm 3 white and 21. One out of the 3.
That's hilarious.
And
that is great.
As a single male of the non-white spectrum, I am in a
I am like a J-Lo. For geriatric J-Lo. See, I'm like,
that is great. Dad, that is hilarious.
I've got a granddad bod.
Now, I want to go. I want to go. I've run out the clock on you, Steve, but you are great.
I'm so sorry, sir.
No, please. You're great. You're wonderful. And only a quarter of them are stoned, do you think?
I said those are the ones driving.
Just the ones driving. That's true. You did narrow it down. Yeah,
but on a serious side, I've been walking down the street in a nice neighborhood, and there's somebody on the fentanyl just leaning over, and I said, damn, this ain't good.
Yeah, fentanyl. I tell you, Steve, you walk around D.C., and it smells like pot everywhere you go in D.C., too. People driving, and that might explain the way people drive here. That or, you know, the fact that most people here driving on the road, their first car was made of wood and was powered by an oxen. That's a big part of it, for sure. But I think 25% of people in D.C. are stoned at any given moment. I'm thinking, you got to look into this, Steve. I think the numbers might be higher in Oregon. You know, keep Portland weird and everything else Oregon is doing. I think they're more stoned than that. But, Steve, look into that and get back to us when you can. Thanks, buddy. Great call.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years. And I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at My Computer Career. EDU, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
By IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk. More risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary Gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Oh, hello. It's me, the calculator that lives inside of TaxSlayer. I love numbers. Like 100, as in 100%, as in TaxSlayer's 100% accuracy, guaranteed. And 0, as in $0, as in it costs $0 to file and get the refund you deserve with TaxSlayer Simply Free, if you qualify. Simply Free is available to a limited number of taxpayers with age, income, credit, and deduction restrictions. See TaxSlayer.com for eligibility requirements. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
I think more than 25% of Oregon is stoned. But what do I know? I could be wrong. I think 25% of D.C. is stoned at any given time. All right, we have with you this lady from Chicago and her campaign ad. She's running for elected office. She would like your vote or somebody's vote. And when you hear her ad, a television ad, the Democrats are keeping it classy, just like the North Koreans do. All right, let's go to Robert calling from Leonardtown, Maryland. Roberto, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thank you very much for taking my call. But you made me a little bit upset on my drive to work this morning talking about these people in Oregon and wanting to save the animals and whatnot. But being a resident of the state of Maryland, specifically Leonardtown, I'm dealing with this sewage spill that's going into the Potomac River, potentially killing all of the oysters and crabs and fish. But I don't hear any of the Democrats around here talking about saving animals. So God forbid anybody from Oregon get a hold of somebody in the state of Maryland in the Annapolis area and say, hey, you need to save the animals. Because I just don't understand people, and I guess it's the Democratic Party, and I'm an educated man, and I just don't get why they're focused on animals in Oregon trying to save them, yet I've got sewage.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.